Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Brandon. Brandon, let us know, who are you and where you live?
Hey, I'm Brandon Harris. I live in South Lyon, Michigan. So I just moved about 7-8 months ago after 23 years in the Army.
Nice. That's cool. So let us know what you're doing. What are your businesses? As you know, you are a SEAL entrepreneur. So what you're doing at this time?
Thanks for the introduction, Kasim. My first business that I started was a pizza franchise called Fresta out of Panama City Beach, Florida, and also Gainesville, Florida. I had two franchises there. That was my first intro into real business while I was still in the military. I ended up selling those businesses to other people because the military moved me. And then I also started an application company for mental health, as well as I'm a financial advisor for Edward Jones. So those are my businesses.
Great. So which one is the most stable version at this stable business at this point?
Working for Edward Jones is the most stable business at this point.
Right. So do you market yourself or your business, or you work with others who work for you to give you some traffic?
I do all of those. Okay. So in my business, I have people that help me with my social media and help me manage that and help market me with my social media, because that's not my strong suit. My strong suit is actually being an advisor and tailoring that. And so I know what my weaknesses are. And so I use other people with more creative tenure to help me with marketing on social media, as well as I have a company that helps me make leads for 401k programs as well. And then I also market myself.
Nice. So who would be the best fit to work for you, work with you, like where you can mentor them well, or they can be your targeted audience?
My target audience are anyone who has, $350,000 or more to invest, and they're not invested in the most effective and efficient way to reach their goals long term. That's my target audience. I work with a lot of veterans, some of it for charity and some of it not for charity. I work with a lot of veteran agencies, a lot of veteran small businesses as well.
So how you help them determining their goals in terms of, obviously, everybody sets their goal as per growth, like they are looking for some growth, or they are looking for some more revenue. So what's the process to set their goal?
So I don't set people's goals. The goals I walk people through are their long-term personal goals throughout. Now, granted, business, when I set up business plans are different. When I set up business plans, I want to make sure that things are high quality, great value, diversified. Those are the assets that I look for, and that's how I invest. I always invest for the long term. People often in this field like to talk to me about speculative avenues. And I'm just not, I'm not a speculative investor anymore. I used to be a very speculative investor, and I found, the wins and the losses kind of evened out, and I'm much more of a stable player. I've learned a lot of lessons over the years, and so I'm a stable player. So I invest in quality. I think about, I'm actually buying into a company or into a product, rather than trying to be speculative about what the Fed's going to do, what interest rates are going to do, what the market's going to do. None of that matters. Money wants to make money, and I want to make money.
Great. So what is that sets you apart from all the other competitors?
I would say the biggest thing that sets me apart is my background.
Nice.
Genuinely, my background as an entrepreneur sets me apart, because I understand how the background of companies and valuations really happens. right? People evaluate companies based on speculation. And as I understand that, I look at, you know, people that like to speculate on small startups, or what about this hot new thing that I heard about in the news or on this website. It can pay off for you, but the reality of it is, in venture capitalism, I've learned my lesson about venture capitalism and what the percentage of payoffs are. And I'm not a gambler, I'm an investor.
All right. So
those background things, as understanding those, how a business works and how I can help other businesses as well. Because I own my own businesses, I understand what types of things help those businesses.
All right. So how you help the people where they are handling multiple businesses? Because I know you're doing multiple businesses. So how one can focus on multiple businesses at one time?
Kasim, that the truth is that every day someone loses a little bit. I should be focused on just one, the one that makes me the most money, the one that is most productive. And for the most part on a day-to-day, that's what I focus on. I focus on my personal Edward Jones business, but my passion is helping soldiers. My passion is helping veterans. And so that's why I started building the app, and the app has not developed as fast as possible. And so it's kind of hobbling along, just trying to build steam and build momentum. But yes, it's difficult. And the reality of it is some days, one of the businesses lose and it doesn't grow as fast as possible.
So why don't you let us know a little bit about the app that you are building at this time?
So I have an app called Peacemaker app. It should have been launched on December 15th of 2023. The whole premise of this application is connecting people when they need it most. Everybody likes to take their cell phone and take a selfie when life is good. Here's this beautiful sunset. Check out this cheeseburger I just bought. Check out whatever it is that people like to look at my beautiful kid, right? No one reaches out and connects with anybody when they're really down, when they really need that help, when they're in a fight with their wife, in the moments that, right? Like, let's just be real, right? Let's be real. I have to be real about who I am. This all started because, I'm damaged goods. I have mental health issues that I am working and building through. And I found myself in a fight with my wife, and my wife looked at me and was like, calm down. And that only made things worse. And I thought about it the next day, and I was like, if only my wife could just push a button and my friends could get me to calm, right? How much different is it if somebody from the outside world were able to call you in that moment and say, hey, bro, what's going on? You can't lie to me. And so the premise, that's where the dawn and the premise of the app is. And eventually I want it to be to the point that AI knows what's going on and it's able to connect you with your friends when you need it most, because there's just not enough mental health out there at all. And so right now it's at the latter stages of the build process. And once I get to a point where I'm really happy with it, then I'll start marketing. So that's where I'm at. I'm in the build and development series. Kasim, thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. You will leave. People are more towards enjoying the things, and whenever they are happy, and nobody is thinking about whenever they are sad or whenever they need a shoulder.
Yeah.
This completely makes sense. So let us know a little bit about your goals in terms of, because you are running multiple businesses. So in terms of goals, how you set these goals, like what you prefer and how you set the goal, so that other people can also know what's the process of setting the goals.
Great question. So first off, I compartmentalize my goals. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. The way I function is I compartmentalize my goals. I put God and my family first when I start setting my goals and I start prioritizing myself. Then I put my money-making business ahead of my app company business. So I have annual goals that I want, and then I have daily goals that help me achieve those annual goals. And then every day I review and I prioritize my goals, right? I have things that I absolutely have to do to make my business run, right? I have to connect with a certain number of people. I need to reach out to a particular group of people. I need to set myself an appointment. I need to teach a class. Those are the things that are these are, I can't fail, the no fail things that I need to do outside of meetings that I need to get done. Then I prioritize, you know, like essentially needs, wants, and wishes that I need to do at a daily basis. And I compartmentalize, and then I just prioritize those and move out. And then there's a cut line, right? To where my family needs to come, and I need to make sure that I'm reaching those goals for my family.
Great. So in terms of your app, what are your goals in next 3 to 6 months?
I want to be completely launched in 6 months, and I'd like to have 100,000 users in 6 months.
That's great. That's awesome. So Brennan, what would be your biggest piece of advice to whoever is watching this podcast, especially to the ones who are going to be an entrepreneur, or they are an entrepreneur but struggling with something?
Biggest piece of advice that I have, count the cost. Count the cost, and then talk with your family or whoever is going to be impacted by this. Count that cost and then sell it. You have to write that check of time, money, and energy before you embark on the journey. Does that make sense? Count the cost. Do your research, and then, right? Because your first 3 years as a business person, as an entrepreneur, are the most dangerous and most critical times as an entrepreneur. Right? So knowing that those first 3 years, that's why most businesses die in the first 18 months, because those first 3 years are the most dangerous. You're the most leveraged, you're at the most risk, and no one knows who you are. So in your first 3 years, when you talk about counting that cost, know that that cost is very high for the first 3 years, and then it will taper off. And you need to sell yourself for the first 3 years and do everything and anything possible to be known.
That's a beautiful piece of advice, I believe. And
thanks.
In this case, someone will have to believe on what they are doing, I believe. Yeah, because many businesses just die after first year, or maybe within first year, just because there's invisibility for them in future, and they are not consistent on it. They are not able to sell themselves, maybe, or even if they are doing this, they don't know that gold mine is just a few steps ahead. So this makes sense. Completely makes sense. So finally, Brennan, will you please share one of the challenges that you have faced or you are facing at this time in your career of business and entrepreneurship?
Being known is the number one thing that you have to do. And I struggle with it because, right, the military teaches you lots of things: tenacity, determination, focus, drive. But it does not teach you how to sell yourself. It doesn't teach you how to market yourself. It tells you, matter of fact, Ranger School is fly under the radar. Don't be noticed by anybody, so you can just make it through. And the business world is completely different. And so I struggle right now to be known. I want to be known by everyone in the local community. I try to connect with as many people as possible. Those are the things. That's my biggest struggle right now, is being known in the local community, because that's who I want to serve.
That's awesome. That's a valuable thing, I believe. So finally, Brennan, will you please let the people know how they can reach you, how they can reach your application, and for other businesses as well?
Okay. So if you want to research my application, it's peacemakerapp.com. You'll see what we're trying to do, and we'll give you an update on what's going on. And you can email me at peacemakerappllc@gmail.com. Or you can email me at brandon.harris@edwardjones.com. Happy to connect with you and talk with you about whatever. You can also hit me up on LinkedIn or Facebook.
Okay, Brandon. So nice of you. Thanks for joining us today and sharing this valuable experience with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Kasim. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.